Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's it like to be the most talked about person in Major League Baseball right now?
Oh, man, it's awesome, man. I think people are starting to recognize and kind of, pick up on the way that, the way that things are going. But, man, I'm going to continue to keep doing, doing what I've been doing, Everything's good, though. Everything's good, man. It's been great. I'm in a great space.
Well, you seem to be. I mean, you're leading the American League in hitting right now, and I heard you talk about how you're going to continue to play this game with joy. How did you find that joy in the game to play with?
Oh, man, you got to think, man. You playing at the highest level as possible, and for a guy like me, man, I've been through so much in life. And it came from so much. So it's like, man, those are moments that, that I want to remember forever. So, I play with a lot of passion and I play with a lot of energy. And, man, just to enjoy that moment, man, that's going to stick with me forever, man, regardless of, all the bad things that have been saying, all the good things that have been saying about it. I think it's a very special moment for me, man, just to, be able to hit a home run in a big league game, man, that's tough to do. That's tough to do. And, man, I've been through a lot, man. So I just love to have fun, man. And, I love my job.
It seems like you're in a space right now, and I don't mean to overstep, but it seems like you're in a space right now where you're really celebrating life. And I know that what you went through with your best friend was really rough.
Yep.
But on top of that, now you have a great family, another new daughter. So it seems to me like you're really celebrating life right now on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, man. That's. I think baseball is kind of a way that I could, I get the time to myself to kind of enjoy, what's really going on in my life. Like you said, man, I had a new daughter, wife. Another daughter, man. So, life is great, man. So I'm just enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And I can't let nobody take that away from me, man. Like I said, I've been through a lot of things, man. I lost a friend. I lost a lot of family, to certain things. But, I feel like I'm starting to see that light of the tunnel and things are getting back bright for me. And, man, I'm just, I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying, what's going on.
When you hit the home run, can you walk me through like what you were feeling at the moment that where you tossed the bat?
Yeah, when I hit it, man, I honestly, nobody has this thing of what they're going to do on when you hit a home run. So it was kind of one of those things, man. I was just in the moment, and that fired me up, man. I hit it, I smoked the ball, man, and I got excited, and man, I wanted to enjoy that part with my teammates, and. Man, I fight for my teammates, man, and I love my teammates, and I think that gets them going, just to, they see a guy playing with a lot of energy, and playing with a lot of passion, and I think it's easy for them to, to flick that switch and go out and do it. Let's go, man. This is what I think that brings energy to them as well.
You talked a little bit after the game about it bringing energy inside the ballpark, too. It seemed to, at least on social media from what I saw White Sox fans being fired up by it.
Yeah, man, I think it's just one of those things, man. We the game is changing. The game is changing, man. It's the new school. I feel like this is like the new wave of things. And, with social media and all that thing going on, from a fan standpoint, I think that makes the young kids, excited, and I think that gets the young kids into it, and I think that makes the young kids want to watch more baseball. I mean, a lot of things is changing in baseball, as far as, trying to minimize the time of the game, Well, man, I'm just, you know, just trying to switch the game, man. Do something exciting, man. You know, make people want to watch baseball, man. You know, a lot of exciting things. You know, I'm not the first one in bad stuff. I didn't create it. You know, I just did it a different way. And I think they caught wind of it. And, you know, man, it's all over the place. So.
Were you expecting to get hit?
Honestly, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. You know, just because of the situation, for me to leave off the end, and then you hit me and put me on, man. I was gonna steal that bag. So, you know, I didn't really expect it. But I think the history of with those guys, it was possible. But you know, man, when I hit a home run, I don't think I ever disrespected them as a team or showed them up as a team. I got excited, man, and you know, I did this for my team, you know, for my team, and I think it was all about us at that moment and not about them. So, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, man. It was a great moment, and we're going to keep rolling and keep having fun.
It seemed to me like you and the catcher kind of were like, okay, yeah, like you did what you did, I did what I did, and everything was cool, and then everything seemed to go sideways.
Yeah, man, and that was one of the things that he said to me. Like, you know what you did, and as you can see in the video, you can see me patting on his chest and saying, "Yeah, man, we good." And you know, by that time, man, by the time we made it up halfway down the line, and me steady saying we're good, I think everybody, you know, took that the wrong way and kind of, you know, everybody was on the field, and that kind of escalated. But we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving, man, and we're gonna keep playing the game hard and with a lot of energy. We're not gonna change for nobody. We're gonna continue to do us and you know, keep doing what we've been doing. And that's having a lot of fun.
I noticed didn't nobody want it with Jose Abreu. I noticed that real quick.
Yeah, man, he's a different cat. He's a different cat, man, and you know, great teammate, man. I can't thank him enough for, you know, being able to, you know, to control me in that situation. And I was in a good space, but you know, to be able to, you know, keeping it from getting to you know, to bigger things than what could have happened. So yeah, man, he did a great job, heck of a job, man. And I think that shows a lot about, you know, how much my team will fight for me and show how much they love me. And you know, man, it speaks highly of them. And I think we're all in. You know, that speaks a lot about my ball club. We're all in and we're on the same page, and we're gonna fight for each other. We're gonna continue to have fun with each other. And because at the end of the day, man, it's our season and it's all about us.
Spending a few minutes here with Tim Anderson on The Score. So, did you ever get an explanation on why you were thrown out?
No, and you know, I'm to the point I'm kind of, you know, I don't need one. You know, I get it. It was a heated moment, and you know, but we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving, man. That was, you know, that was a couple of days ago. So you know, I played yesterday, and play again tonight. But we're gonna keep moving and keep having fun, and you know, keep being us.
So why do you think you're having so much success at the plate so far this year?
Oh, man, I think I'm putting a lot into the game, man. I've been working hard. You know, I think I've been, you know, breaking down and getting with our hitting coach. And, you know, he's been teaching me the game a lot more and showing me things. And, you know, man, I'm starting to get the game a lot more and understanding a lot more. And I'm learning, you know, more so what guys are still trying to do to me. And, man, it's been a crazy road. It's been a crazy road, man. You know, I would have never thought that this would happen. Man, I'm just honored and blessed to be in the position that I'm in. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to keep being me, you know, and keep having fun because, I mean, that's what it's all about.
In spring training, you were pretty vocal about how you felt about this group. And to see yourself hitting well and Aloy come up and Moncada smashing the ball, how does that make you feel about the present and the future for White Sox baseball?
Man, I think it gets a lot of people fired up. It definitely gets me fired up. And I think we're at a place where we want to be. You know, it's not like, you know, it's no place like, you know, being where you want to be. And I think that's where we're at with it. And these guys have been doing a heck of a job, man. And we got a great young core, and I think that we're all bought into what the White Sox are trying to do. And I don't want to win nowhere else but on the South Side, man. I love Chicago. I love the White Sox, and that's where I want to be.
Well, Tim, man, I appreciate you jumping on my show. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about all of this. And please keep up the good work, because it's a lot of fun watching you guys play.
Awesome, man. Thank you a lot. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.